I'm Rex Latchford with another Day Page. It's the radio news and commentary capsule that isn't really sure what it is. And everybody loves Apple. Well, many people do. I admit to using some Apple devices. But regardless, the New York Times today pronounced the new iPhones as meh. However, they do rave about iOS 7, calling that the big news. They review, it's a huge radical redesign by hardware architect Jonathan Ive, who now has been put in charge of Apple's software universe. The look is sparse, white, almost plain in spots. Old blue Helvetica against white. It's good because it's utilitarian, and it's bad because it can be boring. It's weird to be reading a review like this in the Old Gray Lady. That's the nickname for the Times for you noobs. In other news, the Old Gray Lady reports that ex-Obama officials, who had a hand in crafting the Obamacare law, have moved into the private sector, where they're finding lucrative work. The only thing more certain than death and taxes is corruption in Washington, that great money vacuum that doubles as a bridge to nowhere. And in Jersey, the garbage state, Governor Christie is vacuuming up funds by finding ways around the pay-to-play donation limits. It's all about your money, honey. Democrats are bolting the president on issues from surveillance and a Fed Reserve choice to Syria. Meanwhile, the president, who seems increasingly isolated and ineffectual, is planning to jack up the pressure on Republicans, who are threatening fiscal default through inaction. The Republicans have waged a scorched earth policy for many years, dating, at least in this go-round, back to the Bush years, and it seems they won't be satisfied unless they reduce the United States to ashes. You okay with that, hometown? Well, sometimes the glacial pace of diplomacy can have its advantages. Although it doesn't look like anything substantive will happen with the chemical weapons issue in Syria for at least a year as things plod along, at least an expensive war or intervention seems to have been halted. But now we'll be subjected to the drip, drip, drip of saber rattling at the expense of real news, such as the latest moves by government to spy on us or remove more money from our wallets. Speaking of which, the FISA court released a previously classified opinion in which it said the NSA's call snooping program was constitutional. How wonderful. It makes me feel great to know that there are officials who are either criminal or deranged legal experts in the federal government. The only thing is, how is that news? And this just in, this morning, government lapdog NPR is running a report on how Brazil's president has snubbed the Obama administration over NSA leaks, showing the extent to which the Brazilian government was snooped on. Glenn Greenwald, the Guardian journalist who first published the leaks, is a Brazilian resident and is currently receiving protection from the government there. NPR is also reporting on an internal crackdown at the NSA. It seems Snowden simply plucked many of the documents off an internal website. In a typical government response to things not going their way, the NSA is cracking down on its staff with draconian measures meant to limit future leaks. Our data is so safe with them. This is sure to further bureaucratize the organization, and parents of young children may recognize the patterns of behavior in government when it doesn't get what it wants. For example, tantrums and vindictive behavior. Well, that's Day Page for this wonderful Wednesday. More coffee, insert salute to coffee here, and I'll retreat to the music. Join me again tomorrow for another turn of the Day Page. And collect a calendar full of previous Day Pages at daypage.net, a production of Radio InfoWeb. See you tomorrow.